Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Having a great time here talking all things Queen Charlotte Safaris. We have Nathan and Valerie here just filling us in on everything. All the goodness, man. It's just been a great show talking fishing. I know Pete and Corey are very pumped up for our upcoming Let's Talk Hookup trip to Queen Charlotte Safaris. And man, we're having fun talking to you. It's been a very busy morning on the phones, Corey.
Super busy, Rick. And we do have one open line, actually. Only one, and that's 213-432-1090. That's yours right now. Or you can text us via the app.
Lots of text.
And that's the only way you can do it. So when you do text the show, make sure that you leave your name and telephone number. So at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And man, some of the bluefin fishing right now. Hello, I want to be on that Liberty right now. So when you text the show, leave your name and number. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and it's, that trip's going to go to either a caller or a texter.
Yeah, you got it, man. Yeah. And, you know, Nathan, before we jump off, Valerie and I were talking during the show just about the fish processing, and, you know, it might end with the personal touch that Nathan has, making sure every bag starts. But what we didn't talk about was the beginning. And, you know, and Valerie was just so proud of the process that, you know, you and your team apply to the fish. That, you know, the harvest is a really big deal for you guys. And Valerie just mentioned the amount of care that goes into the fish as soon as it comes on board the boat.
Yeah. So as soon as I get a fish there, depending on what's going on, actually, in the whole situation. But most of the time, I'll bleed the fish right away. I'll just cut one side of their gills and let them pump everything out. And then I'll clean the fish when I'm out there. So then when it comes, then it's all no bloody or nothing when it gets back to the dock. And as soon as we get back to the dock there's guys that come down and they take all the fish off the boat. And I'll mark it down on a slip. So if you have anything custom you want to put on with your fish, I'll make sure it's communicated properly so that the fish processing guys know what they need to do. And then they take everything up. They flay everything into their portion-sized meals, and it gets vacuum-packed and flash-frozen. So by the time you're going to bed after the day of fishing, that fish that you caught that day has already been flash-frozen and is ready to go.
Yeah. And I might add, too, that you have ice on the boat. So as soon as you gill and gut that fish, it goes right onto ice, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. There's always ice on the boat there. The fish always stays cold throughout the whole day.
Valerie, you got the right man on the team for sure.
Well,
Nathan, this has been an awesome time. I know that you've got a big list of chores getting the whole show ready for us and all of our groups and everybody that's excited to come up fishing with you. Can't begin to tell you how much we appreciate you hanging the first hour, and you know we're excited to have Rob here joining us for the second hour. But I just want to say thank you, and you can tell the passion in your voice that you have for taking care of all of us as fishermen and everything you do up at Queen Charles, and we really appreciate you spending the time with us, Nathan.
Awesome. I appreciate everything you guys say there, and it was great talking with all you guys, and there'll be another time, so.
For sure.
You got that
I'm
right.
Looking forward to fishing with you in August, Nathan.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys here, too, this summer.
For sure.
That's great. Well, with that said, Corey, it's time to find out what's biting out there.
It sure is, and it's sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros of Markey, you can purchase your famous spices or rubs or poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And be sure to make your reservations. That number you text is 619-255-3128.
Good call. We got our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish, a Pacific Edge, standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Corey, Valerie. Great show
good
here
morning.
Today. Fun stuff.
Having fun,
but,
buddy.
I got to tell you, man, this was a pretty good week of fishing. You know, maybe we owe it to Pete being out of town, but I think more likely it's what I mentioned in my Catalina book in the gray there, this dark of the moon in April. It just seems to be part of the formula that flips the switch and gets everything rolling, man. That dark of the moon in April has always been a good one, and man, it sure was this past week here. So starting up north, centered up on Santa Cruz Island and a little bit of Santa Rosa now. We had some really good fishing for big sea bass and big halibuts. Some of that's on the bait grounds up there, and some of it's up in real shallow water. And even breezers of sea bass up rolling around. It's probably some kind of a spawning behavior. I've seen them do it many different times. But I got to say, a little quick sidebar, you morons that thought it was really cool to slide up and try and snag those fish on jigs out of those breezers there, shame on you. Seriously, pathetic. Dropping down a little bit, Santa Barbara Island has been biting really good there. Some big hits on the sea bass, mostly around the back and mostly in the dark. Along with the sea bass, the halibuts have been stacked up and biting. That was until one of my buddies was up there on a charter yesterday and shut the whole thing down. Good job, buddy. And then San Clemente Island, a little bit of a slow start, you know, but a few yellows here and there are starting to pop up, a little bit of squid here and there. And, you know, some pretty good halibut fishing over there at Clemente. But, God, I got to tell you guys, with this halibut that has been biting everywhere, the shallow water fish for halibut, the sight fishing on the front side, driving up and down like from a boat with a bridge or a little tower there, fishing the sandy spots, you'll see those halibuts laying right on the bottom. And with the amount of halibuts that are around, I got to imagine them beaches are loaded. That's going to be absolutely epic. Over at Catalina, plenty of squids around. Backside west is best. Same deal with the sea bass there. Very few yellows this year at Catalina so far. That'll change, I'm sure. And again, halibut on the beaches, man, they've been biting. And got a report here yesterday that the water on the front side east is finally cleaning up and warming up. It's up to 63, which is a little behind schedule, but much better than what it's been. And then offshore, oh boy, been some really good fishing on that bluefin tuna from 20 pounders to 200 pounders. Through that big fish is starting to show up. And, you know, there's a couple areas. One's down the beach a bit, but the upper area has been kind of 371 to 390. And what's nice is it's moving up to the west a little bit there. It's like more to the corner and then across the border. And below the 43, you guys are scattered out all through there. And that's some really good fishing. Danny just sent me a text just a little bit ago about some of the scores you guys are having there. 30s, I think, 40s in the dark there last night. A lot of that fish is, you know, biting in the dark, of course, on the big jigs and heavy gear. And then daytime fish, you know, there's some shallow water, up high type fish. You get them on a fly line, casting a Colt Sniper. And, you know, obviously the private boat guys are definitely trolling the Mad Max. And it's nice that we just got a big order of Mad Max and for that. And then I've got a little sidebar here I wanted to mention.
Okay.
That, I was just looking at my note here about target rock shrimp. Now, I have never heard of a target rock shrimp, but the guys that are fishing calico bass and sand bass along the breakwater at night up here in Long Beach and somewhere at Catalina, they're seeing all these little shrimp. They're like 3-4 inches long, and they got like a target on the side of them. It looks like a target was painted on them. So I don't know if that's some weird El Nino precursor, you know, along with the by-the-wind sailors. And we've got a big influx of flying fish this year over Catalina early, which is good. So I don't know what its story is with target rock shrimp. Maybe if somebody knows something about them, they can let us know. But there's like a whole lot of them, and I've never heard of them
before. I think I've seen them, Mark. I think they're like greenish in color, and the dot, I think, is toward the tail.
No, this dot is like up, it's on the forward side there, on kind of the flat part of the carapace.
Wow.
Yeah, pulling up on the internet, man. I mean, it looks
like... Yeah, Ricky's showing us a picture here.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly something that
crazy.
I wouldn't say, you know, used to seeing as local forage, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
Mark, you had me going on the shallow water halibut and sea bass. I mean, that is
sight fishing.
Incredible stuff.
That?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Sight fishing for halibut, it is the coolest thing. We've had some big scores in years past on fish up to, well, actually a little over 30 pounds from like 5 feet of water. And
so
this
bad.
Year,
incredible.
The way these things stacked up, man, I got to imagine Clemente. And see, Clemente's nice because that front side is just absolutely flat calm. and most of the time it's clear enough that, you know, you can see them. So it's, yeah. And nobody does it.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, a great report as always, Mark. We sure appreciate it. If somebody wants to keep in touch with you, it's live bait fishing season. And if you want the best bait tanks in the world, they're from Pacific Edge. Somebody wants to find you, get a bait tank, just get some great dope for local fishing. How do we find you, Mark?
Well, we're on Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we've got time for one more quick shout-out.
Of course.
I want to mention this. So about a year ago on your show, you had the guys from Captain's Concepts when they were first introducing their deal. And then about a month ago, you had them on the show, and I actually had the time to listen to the whole show. And those guys, it truly impressed me. It really did. They're doing a hell of a job. So I actually signed up for a month just to see what this is all about.
Sure.
I got to tell you guys, those two young guys, you know, they're fishing all the time, and they're smart kids, and they can analyze what's happening. And for you guys that want to either, you're just getting started, you want to learn something, if you've been doing it a long time, you want to fine-tune your game, it's money well spent. That's Captain's Concept.
And well, that's saying a lot, Mark.
What a red plug, yeah.
You don't know either guy, and you purchased the deal, and you're speaking from the heart.
That's rad.
That's pretty cool. Well, thanks, Mark. And, you know, don't forget, fishdope.com is your source. Danny and the boys always do such a great job. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. Mark, such great info. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
It's time to go fishing, guys, man. There's a lot going on. Okay, we'll talk next week. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. And while we're waiting for our buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, we got another great team member of Queen Charlotte Safari. That's Captain Rob is online. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, crew. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing excellent, man. We've been having a lot of fun the first hour talking with your compadre Nathan, having a great time, and man, it's been a very easy first hour of Let's Talk Hookup. There's just so much cool that you guys do at Queen Charlotte Safari, and yeah, we're stoked to have you join us for the second hour and continue on with the fun.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I got a great text here that's going to fall right into Rob, because people are always asking Rob about halibut fishing, right?
Yeah, right.
So Corey in Escondido says, good morning, guys. Valerie, could you talk a little bit about the halibut fishing? Salmon sounds like a lot of fun to catch, but my family loves halibut fishing on the halibut on the table. Is there a best time of the year to target halibut? And looking forward to fishing with you. What do you think, Rob?
Anytime's great, but come up early season. Come up June, you know, first couple weeks, and I think you're going to be super impressed. Our halibut fishery's in probably the best shape it's ever been in, and it's nice to see that, you know, you just, as long as you can get out there, you're going to get them for sure. I mean, last year it went from 2 to 3 chickens, so the under 90 centimeter size that we're allowed to have. I'm not sure what it's at right now, and it probably will stick to the 3, so... You know, you're going to go home with a pretty big hole of halibut, I hope.
Well, nice. So it's increased, actually, from last year.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That's good. Good. So if you're on a 3-day trip, you get to keep one every day.
You can actually get all 3 on one day.
On one day?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's a 90-centimeter fish. Just for us, that's like a 30-pounder-ish, something like that. It's a 35-incher, a 25, 30-pounder. Would that be right?
Yeah, 36-inch, yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then isn't there a slot for a larger size one, too, if you want it?
Yeah, so the deal is 3 or 1. So 3 under 90 or 1 from 90 to 133.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So if you want to keep a trophy, a big one.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But the other one's better to eat anyway.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Corey was talking about wanting to provide an awesome, you know, like Corey's always saying, you know, harvest for the family. Like, that's the one you want, you know.
Yeah.
And
the crazy thing about it is this is not... putting the anchor down, just sitting there with bait on the bottom.
It's not
bait
and wait.
This is active fishing. You don't put anchors down there. You actually, you sport fish for them, right?
Yeah, we can either do a troll for them or we can do a drift jig, which the drift jig seems to be pretty productive. I mean, I didn't catch any of my large halibut under over maybe 160 feet either, so it wasn't like you had to go down 400 feet to get them either, which is nice.
fun. That's why I mentioned that.
You know, I do, Pete, I do, Rick, I do so many trips, and I love fishing, and I love, but I've had the salmon, Pete, from you, mm-hmm. from Queen Charlotte, and I'm all about the harvest, man. I'll just put my hands on the table right now, and I'm going to love the harvest part of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Especially the way they care for the fish up there and that, and the boxes that Valerie sends everybody home with. The fish comes home in pristine shape.
I really dug that you went into such detail on how it's taken care of on the boat and then at the processor back for you, because it is. It's a big part of a trip like that. And, you know, and this trip is about experience and friendship and scenery and all the other stuff. But let's be real, too. I mean, that's a big part of it. And you would have extreme trouble trying to purchase seafood of that quality, and you're bringing home pounds and pounds and pounds of it, you know. It's not a monetary part of it, but it is. You know, I mean, you're bringing back an amazing amount of seafood for you and your family.
How about this one? I'm sorry, Valerie, but the federal government has shut down salmon fishing all through California this year. Right. Period. End of the story. And I think through
and parts of Oregon,
Up to the Columbia, I believe. Right. Uh-huh. So,
yeah. Rob, you were going to say something.
Yeah, so there's just no possible way that if you're a private fisherman, that either unless you had your fish on ice and brought it home and vacuum packed it immediately, you can't even compare to the product quality that you get from Queen Charlotte Safaris and the processor that we use. I mean, the fish does not sit more than 2 minutes without it being, you know, either on ice or being processed. So
yeah, and the processor
is the highest quality.
Right there.
He's like literally across the street from the dock, right?
Yes.
He is meters or whatever feet away, not from us. He's right there.
That's awesome, Rob. Well, we're going to continue on with our catch report. Head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Morning, Marcos.
Good morning, everyone. Excuse me. Very good fishing. I mean, kind of a continuation of last week, kind of what we're expecting here as it moves along. San Diego on those full-day trips, catching bluefin. A little tougher day yesterday. The fish were there. They didn't want to cooperate. They only had two yesterday, but the day before that, 22 bluefin, 2 yellowtail, and a bonito for 34 anglers. But the kind of highlight there is 20 to 150 pounds on those fish. So there's definitely some big bluefin in full-day range there. Day before that, they had 34 up to 60 pounds. Day before that, they had 50 and 12 yellowtail. So definitely very good fishing on the full-day trips on the San Diego there. And coming up here, they're going to be running just about every day, but they're kind of getting into their charter season, so we also have the Sea Watch online filling in there and running overflow for those trips to fill up, which, as we know, the San Diego tends to fill up pretty quick. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. We've got those full-day trips up there on the San Diego. The day and a half, we have five boats out last night, and we've already heard from three of them this morning. The Aztec had 41 bluefin up to 60 pounds. Tribute had 36 bluefin up to 85 pounds, and the Voyager had 27 bluefin. So definitely going the way we went here. Fishing's getting better, getting a little more consistent. Check the website. We've got a day and a half schedule. We've got some 2 days in the mix there, and we've got trips scheduled through the summer here. So for those of you guys who want to plan ahead, we've got those day and a half or 2 days. We've got a few 3 days in there. Check the website. Half day, still very good bottom fishing. That calico bass and sand bass that we kind of see late spring hasn't really taken off yet, but shouldn't be too long, I'd imagine, with the way things are going there. So C4thLanding.com for those half days, and starting this upcoming week, not today, but next Friday and Saturday, we're running those twilight trips. And like we've talked about, those are a popular trip. People like to hop on them after work, get out there, have some nice weather, catch some bottom fish, enjoy a burger and a drink on the boat there. So C4thLanding.com for those half days, those upcoming twilights running Friday, Saturdays, the full days, day and a half and longer. And we've talked about it before, if you're going to make a charter this year, if you want to get a group of guys together, now's the time to do it. A lot of those boats are filling up. We do have the Highliner that just started running out of Seaforth. They've got some trips running, and they should have some availability. So check that out. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you out there fishing, get some bluefin. Unfortunately, we don't see salmon that often, but we do have some good fishing for you.
Marcos, I know you're old hat and have been doing this for so long, but you do such a great job, man. A great report, awesome wrap-up, really good fishing going on at Seaforth. We really appreciate you keeping the time, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. And speaking of Mission Bay, there's a big event going on right across the street over at Dana Landing coming up here, Pete.
Yeah, next Saturday, 1 week from today, we're going to be starting everything off with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. We don't do very many of those anymore, so there's a rare live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup, and we're going to have some great guests there, including Steve Pinard and Johnny White and the whole gang there, probably Corey. We're talking about some MC swim bites. They have incredible seminar,
yeah,
starting off
time.
At 9:30 with Afrin Abutin from Warbaits talking about kayak fishing and more. They have then this guy named Corey Sandin. You ever heard of him?
I have. He's like the best inshore fisherman
inshore
I know,
guy.
Period. I know a lot of people.
Yeah. Corey's going to be doing a seminar. And then Shimano is flying out all the way from Florida. Benny Ortiz, who is the he's a slow pitch jig expert, and he's going to be doing a very in-depth seminar on slow pitch jigging.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Shimano's literally flying them all the way out from Florida to do that. But then the deals, buy two, get one free on all lures. That includes Mad Max.
All lures.
Yeah,
how about
they
that?
They didn't put that on there. 10% off reels, all reels, and free solid Spectra on the fill. You get buy two, get one free on all hooks. 20% off all clothing, glasses, footwear, including Olakai, Maui Jim. Not supposed to say that, but I did. 20% off all rods. 20% off all coolers and drinkware, like Yeti.
Yeah, right.
And Yeti coolers. I'm not supposed to say that either, but that's what's happening. Buy one, get one free on Shimano Flat Falls. What?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Buy one, get one free on Nomad Slipstream.
Say that again. Buy one, get one free Flat Falls.
On Flat Falls.
50% off value on Flat Falls.
Yeah. Buy one,
unheard
get one
of.
Free on Nomad Slipstream Flyers. 40% off Penn Slammer 3 reels. 20% off Penn Fathom 2 Speeds and Free Solid Spectra. 40% off Shimano Terramar rods. They're going to have 20-plus manufacturers' booths there, giveaways, more. At our live broadcast, we're going to be giving away one of these rinse-free things.
Oh,
he's going to be
cool.
There. They donated one for the Step Up the Mic prize, and we're going to be giving one of those, and the guy that makes those is going to be there. It's like a rinse-off kit that you take with you, so like if you want to wash your trailer off at the launch
trailer
ramp,
breaks
or your kayak on the beach, get the sand off, you want to go on your boat, or you go down
you
to the beach.
Or you had a little surf and you need to rinse salt off
it's
of
a great. It's the best one I've ever seen.
Cool.
It's called the rinse-off kit, and that guy's going to be there. He's going to give one away, but a lot of people like that are going to be there. Now, Corey's, you're going to be there.
I'm going to have a full table of stuff.
You've been pouring like crazy.
I have been, Some 5-inch weedless, some 7-inch slugs. I've been fishing for the calicos the last couple of years, and surf fishing too.
I was just going to ask you, I know we've been talking a bunch about your halibut surf fishing lately. Any of your like baits you've been using for that?
That's exactly. I'm bringing some of that 5-inch stuff for sure. It goes up to a 7-aught Kamikatsu, and a handful of colors in the 5-inch Viejos.
Ooh.
If you're going to Cedros, I'm making them extra durable.
Ooh.
Just for that. Like, just a handful of colors for
like
that.
Double extra strong.
That's it.
Viejo.
That's it.
So that's all buy two, get one free.
Every bit of it.
How about that?
I'm bringing a tape. When it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah. Ron Lane from Fastlane is going to have great deals on kayaks and more. Wait a minute. He's there?
Come on. You think you'd be talking a party at Dana Landing and Ron Lane wouldn't be on the phone?
What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. You're a killer show. I love hearing. I'm getting so enthusiastic just sitting here listening, and I'm going,
you have to bring Debbie up to Queen Charlotte's apart.
A person it's who likes awesome. Fishing as much as you do, Ron, this is a spot you need to be coming to.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sold. I'm in.
I'm in.
All right.
And Debbie was listening the whole time.
Deal.
2024, Ron, you're in. We just heard it right here.
It's like Bart Hall says, Ron, you need to do this. I just say, okay.
And,
says,
okay, Ron, you need to do
Ron.
This.
Okay.
Bring Debbie, too. She'd love
okay.
it. Yeah.
I'd love to. Yeah. Hey, what an opportunity we're having next weekend. I've got Afrin from Warbaits doing a kayak seminar. I mean, that's just going to be awesome. We've got the radio show at our store, so all my clients can come and meet you guys and see live. I just think that's what a great opportunity. And all those sale booths, the Hobie booth, the Yak Attack, the Salty Crew guys, Brew Surf stand-up paddleboards will be there.
Cool.
I just think, and with that rinse-off kit thing, who can't use that somewhere?
Yeah,
I'm going to put one of those things in.
Sure.
We've been selling them for a year, and they're just by far the best. And, you know, it's a little bit like one of those things when you put your board in the car and you're wanting to rinse off a little bit, and there you got it right there. It's just a small little package that'll just, you know, plug into your cigarette lighter, or they have one with a battery. Thing's awesome. So you could win one of those next weekend.
That's a good call, Ron. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome event. And, again, just when you guys team up, both Dana Landing and Fastlane, you always put on such a great show, and it's just fun for everybody. And this is a fun, free event to go to that you're also going to get an opportunity to score some great deals, whether it be on a brand-new boat or some tackle or just pick the brains of some of the best in the business.
And did I hear there's going to be free Salty Crew beer, too? Come on.
You know what? Yeah. I heard that. I haven't verified it. Jared just got back from that surf camp in Texas where they surf, you know, at Waco, that surf.
Yeah.
That surf thing.
That's what the guys at Dana Landing said.
Some crew brews.
Yeah,
well, they're in then.
So they're in. So that's next Saturday, 7 to 1 only. 7 to 9 a.m., of course, live Let's Talk hookup. But the sale starts at 7 a.m., and it only goes to 1 p.m. So get there early. It's going to be a great one. Ron Lane will be there with lots of good stuff. And, Ron, thanks a lot for joining us this morning. It's going to be great to see you next Saturday.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Thank you. Keep up the good show, man. I like this.
Appreciate that very much. I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. This is Bill from HVA Health. Valerie, it was such a pleasure meeting and chatting with you at the OC Boat Show. I can't wait for my upcoming trip. My question is regarding foul weather gear. I'm a double extra tall guy. Should I be safe in bringing my own, or do you have plus sizes in your foul weather gear? Also, is there any one piece of layered clothing that we shouldn't leave home without? That's from Bill in Mission Viejo.
Hi, Bill. We're so excited to have you come and join us this summer, and it's great meeting you at the show. We have rain gear up size to 4XL, so we're good. And it's adjustable. So if you're a tall guy, you can just adjust the straps. And actually, we're going to...
What about boots?
And boots up to size 16.
Whoa.
So man, 5 to 16.
You literally have everything covered. Like,
and wides, too.
I don't know how many questions Valerie has been thrown on all the times of Let's Talk Hookup, but like I don't feel like there's ever been one where you've been like, oh, yeah, we should do that. It's always like, oh, yeah, we got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4XL, no big deal. Size 16, yeah, no big deal, we got you.
Yeah.
You just have every base covered. I love it.
And then the cool thing, too, about the boats. Rob, talk about those boats, because one of my favorite parts of going fishing at Queen Charlotte are those seats in the boats, the suspension seats, Rob.
Yeah, all the boats are loaded with suspension seats, which is really nice for your back. And, I mean, the biggest thing about Queen Charlotte Safaris, too, is that all of our boats are closed cabins. You know, you're not at any time in a position where you need to be out in the weather, if we have weather, which last year was great, man. We did not have really any bad days. So let's have our fingers crossed. I think it's going to be another great season of weather.
I like it. I like it.
Rob and I were talking about just about the serenity of where we're at, because you were saying how it's so different than where you fished before. Mm-hmm. And we got Corey coming up here for the first time. Eventually, I hope we get you up there, right?
Yeah, you better believe it, yeah.
But Rob had some really good words, not to put you on the spot, Rob, but we had a good talk. We were just talking about, I'm going to let you go with this, because he's out there every day and so passionate about it. All my guides are, because they're in paradise. It's so beautiful. So we've talked about some of the reasons what makes us a little different out where you're fishing.
Yeah, from the ride out, I mean, every day I don't get bored of the ride, which is really interesting. You know, like you think your commute to work every day, oh, it's the same thing. Well, it's not. It changes every day. I mean, you're going through a different tide every day. You're seeing different animals every day. And then once you get past maybe 15 minutes of our ride on the way out there, it is untouched. There is nothing there. Oh, actually, no, I'm lying. There's one bush cabin on the way through the narrows that you can see. No, there was a guy there once last season, I think. And other than that, it is untouched. There is
so cool.
Nothing out there other than nature itself. And it's pretty awesome to see that. I mean, I had a guy out there. He's telling me, I'm 47 years old. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
And how long is the ride, Rob?
You're about 50 minutes, maybe an hour to get out all the way out to the West Coast.
Perfect.
And talk. We haven't talked about the crabbing side of it.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, man.
Dungeness?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, we're going to take a stab at sprat ponds this year as well. So that should be nice. I mean, the crabbing's unreal.
Yeah. If Dungeness weren't good enough. So, yeah you take crabs out and you set them in the morning,
yeah,
right?
What's the process like?
For crab or for prawn?
Well, both, really.
Oh, well, crab is basically, we'll leave the traps out for you guys. We'll set them the next day, and then we'll pick them up in the afternoon. And usually, you know, we're sitting somewhere between 8 to 12 crab every day. So by the time we pull three sets of traps, there's enough for everybody to have a nice meal on the last night we're there, or one of the days we're there.
Yeah. Last year, the crab piece was so big, I said no moss. That's never happened before with Dungeness crab.
There is one thing I've known Pete darn near my whole life, and like there's just one thing he has no resistance to, and that is a fresh Dungeness crab thing, and I can say that for sure. And we've been to a lot of really cool places, and that sounds like it might be top for Gray.
It's the ultimate one. Now, what about the spot prawns?
The spot prawns are going to be in a little bit, quite a bit deeper water. You know, our crabs are in about, we've been fishing about 100 feet, 90 feet, and the prawns should be somewhere in between 300 to 400 feet. So we're going to have a prawn puller, so you don't have to waste your arms so bad. You just have to be the guy that coils up the wire. And, you know, we'll see what we can do. I saw some good baskets get pulled in last season, so it's pretty much the same setup. We drop a trap down with some feet in there and let them fill up.
Can't imagine what Chef John's going to do with spot prawns, right? Holy mackerel. Some crab, some spot prawning. Count me in. Fresh ling cod, fresh halibut, fresh salmon.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and then other stuff, too. You fly in, like, the best pork chops and steaks. And
yeah, someone doesn't want seafood.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we did the surf and turf on the last night, so the spot prawns would be very good with steak dinner.
I like your style.
Man, you're killing me. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Cook-Up. More all this good talk from Queen Charlotte Safaris. When we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Marty 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Cheat and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, I am fired up about this Queen Charlotte.
Yeah.
I am.
I know.
And I'm going to add, too, like Valerie said earlier, 2024 is half full already. So
yes.
If you're thinking about it, don't think too long because there's a lot of we've got a lot of people fired up.
Again, yeah. It's half full without the return of people who are already there this year. Like, it's going going to be very tough.
And you want to get in.
Exactly. Yeah. Just book your spot.
Yeah.
Call Valerie. Put a deposit in. Hey, I've heard enough.
August
I want to go next
3rd
year.
Through the 7th, 2024.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you can't come to that spot, I mean, there's a lot of other
spots.
There
are
right.
And
sure.
That, if you can't come, you don't have to come to Let's Talk Hookup. And
I'm a pretty good host. I'm a really good guy.
And you have
good staff.
Do you have spots open this season? Yeah. Rob's really a blast.
Yes. Rob is awesome.
Do you have spots open this season?
We do. We have some camps. You know, every year
always.
We do.
Sure.
Something happens. Family stuff.
Sure.
Health stuff. So if you reach out to me, we have some.
There are places you can come for 2023.
Yep, and I already have the flights kind of booked.
Yeah.
So I can actually.
There's a couple of those.
Yeah.
There's a couple of those primo spots down in is still available for halibut in June, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. That would be the primo for halibut and lingcod, probably, huh, Rob?
Primo for everything. I mean, the groundfish are untouched all winter, right? So obviously, the beginning of the season is the best. I mean, it always is good too. But the salmon are there. There's not like you're not going to get a full boat of salmon. I mean, they're always big too. So I don't understand why everybody wants to come in July and August when the fishing is just as good in June.
And weather's generally better too in June, right?
It's always pretty nice there. I mean, we only had one day last season where it was, you know, questionable, but we still tubbed out by 11:30. So we had eight fish.
That's crazy.
Well, we had a great text that came through that kind of tags on to what Valerie's saying about being such a great host and just coming. And this was, hi, this is Lisa from Colorado. My mom and I go to Haida Gwaii and enjoy Valerie's company and cruise. She's an amazing matchmaker for fishing groups. I can't tell you how many times we've come as strangers and left as great friends. So don't be afraid if you're just, you know, if it's a single or a pair wanting to go with a group that you don't know. Obviously, you've got some big fans in Lisa and her mom there.
Yes. My second job. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Marcy. Lisa and I are we're only a couple of months apart in age, and they've been up 5 times.
Wow.
And I've matched them up with different people. And my youngest daughter actually fished, they invited her to go one time with them. That was so sweet. So, I think my second career is matchmaking. So I try to take, you know, I get a good feel. And because so many people are afraid to go like 2 and 2. So I try to match couples with couples, gentlemen with gentlemen, you know, father, son, maybe with a grandfather, grandson, whatever. I mean, I have.
And we have a lot of singles that come too, and you match them
up. Your group has a lot of singles.
Yeah.
And so, no, that's all. I think, I don't know, Rob. I mean, I do matchmaking on his boat. You ask him. He's on the water with him all the time.
Yeah, it was funny. Last season, some guys at the airport were like, oh, you don't want to get this guy. You don't want to get this guy. He's talking up the storm. I'm like, oh, Valerie, don't give me that guy. Valerie puts that guy on my boat. Best guy I had all season. He did not stop fishing from the front of the boat the whole time we were trolling. It was great. I was loving this guy.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Yeah, let's do it and talk to Gus, the one and only Gus from Burbank.
Hi, Gus. He's my favorite guy from Burbank.
Yeah.
Yo, everybody. Yo.
Hi, Gus.
I was a little surprised to hear that you have boots to size 16.
Yeah, that didn't happen the last couple years.
It'll be a tight fit, but I think I can... You know, make it work.
You make it work.
Yeah, right, Gus.
Gus's plan is put both feet into one of those 16s and make it work.
My favorite thing every year is going to Queen Charlotte Safaris. It's the highlight of my year. As soon as I get back from there, I let everybody in my life know when I'm going next year. So,
but you better make that booking
make
now, Gus.
He already did.
Yeah.
He
already did? Okay.
That's cool, Gus.
Well,
and, I mean, also being the guy who... I was going to say, Gus, I know, you know, we always talk about Gus's famous smoked salmon. I mean, a guy who can really appreciate a good piece of fish. And, man, it sounds like it's no better than from Queen Charlotte's.
That salmon is unbelievable. The flavor of it, unbelievable. And it presents in such a fabulous way. It's beautiful coral-colored flesh. It's just gorgeous.
And you should have seen some of the big ling cod that Gus caught last year.
Really?
Holy mackerel.
What's the secret, Gus?
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to say also is that, you know, the people that are so looking forward to the halibut, man, you got to get in on some of these lings because it's like nothing you've ever seen. The packages are... the single serving packages are enough for four people easy, you know. they're big slabs. They're not, you know, little fillets at all.
Rob, what's the limit on that's another thing we need to talk about, because, you know, when you go to Alaska, it's very restrictive on slot limit on lings. What's the limit on lings in Canada?
It's crazy. Your limit to bring home is a dozen each.
What?
Or sorry, no. six each.
Wow.
Six each any size, right?
Any size. Think of all over 65 centimeters. So 65 centimeters to whatever comes into the boat.
Wow.
And it's my favorite fish, to be the truth. To be honest with you guys, it is my favorite fish to eat. It's more tender than halibut, and it's sweeter. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll take it any day over halibut.
Yeah,
that's so
crazy.
Cool. That's so cool.
I know the limits are different in Alaska because the commercial fishermen kind of take precedence, but I'm kind of hearing, Rob, there might be a lack of a little bit of commercial pressure there.
Yeah, there's absolutely zero commercial pressure. I mean, you get a little bit of the salmon trollers later in the season, but that's about it, and they've been going up and down the coast, right? But with the ling cod, yeah, I'm sorry about saying it was 12. It's 12 per boat per day, which is 3 per day per fisherman, So you're allowed 6 total.
Six per person.
Six per person.
That's a lot of ling cod.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Because some of them can
be
big.
25 pounds, probably.
Yeah. And Rob, the pressure in Haida Gwaii and the places that you fish it's pretty light, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, our main strip at the wall is, you know, maybe 2-3 kilometers long, and you'll be hard pressed to find. On a busy, busy day, 30 boats there. Average day, maybe 10. So it's there's a lot of room to wiggle around there.
Well, awesome. And we don't have the pressure of I was just saying on commercial. Of I'm not picking on cruise ships, sorry, but we don't have cruise ships coming, you know, in port.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole bunch of commercial vessels going all over the place. I mean, out where you're fishing is true, untouched, unspoiled.
Pristine.
You can
pristine.
Pick on them. Pick on them. I love
it.
Because
I'm nice.
But you're saying that you don't have 2,000 to 3,000 people coming onto the island and then going fishing for the day.
No.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
None of that.
We have one stop sign. That's it.
All the boats are private boats, too. You know, you're maxing them with max 6 guys on boats out there. Yeah. So most of them, some of them are just 1 or 2 guys in the boat. So it's really cool to see that.
I have a great text to follow up here from Alex in San Carlos. He says, what's the best way to catch a monster ling, Rob?
Ooh, be in the right spot at the right time.
And use that Canadian jig, right?
You jig hard. Don't mess around. None of those little wussy jigs. Give me a big jig, hard as you can, like you're going to slam it through the top of his head each time.
Hey, Rob, what's the weight on those jigs?
I think they're eight ounces.
Say it again.
8 ounces.
They're 8 ounces, yeah. The ones, those big, you're talking about those big night jigs that we have, the white, blue, and yellow ones? Yeah, I think those are 8 ounces. And those are made locally on the island of Vancouver, just a little bit south of Haida Gwaii. So, good product.
All right, man. I'm just trying to size up what leadhead size
totally.
I'm bringing. So. Count me in.
Hey, I wanted to jump right back into the phones, Corey. They've been absolutely packed solid since the beginning of the show. Some very patient callers.
Yeah, for sure. How about Tom? Tom calling from Los Olivos.
Good morning, Tom.
Oh, Tom.
Your hometown.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I think I get the award for being closest that I didn't even know Valerie until I listened to your show, and then I ended up booking my trip with my son, and a friend of mine in August, and we're sure looking forward to it. I had one question that occurred to me on the knuckle buster, because I can't wait to try that thing. And
yeah,
do I need to bring anything to wrap my knuckles in? But no, is there a drag when the reel back winds, or does it free spool and then you get a rat's nest? How does that work?
Great question.
No, it's dragged up. There's it's a single action reel, so it has a cork drag on it, which is enough to hold it in the downrigger. So you obviously have tons of pressure there. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to palm it. You just let that fish run, and then when it's time to get back on the reel, get back on it.
Okay.
And we have some nice new reels this year coming too. So I think you guys will be really impressed.
I can't wait to do
that.
I know,
right?
It's a fun way to catch them, because
yeah,
it's a big rod too, right, Rob?
Yeah, 10-foot, 6-inch. Yeah, it's basically the way that we've been doing this on the West Coast, like from Southwest Coast, since about the early 80s. A guy started fishing with fly fishing rods, and it's just exciting, right? You have this, it's a much more interesting way to play the fish. I mean, you get a lot of rod bend and screaming reels, and then it just kind of progressed into these using the mooching reels for the down rigging, and then now we got really, really nice aluminum anodized reels and really expensive rods, and it's all it's just kind of a style that we use up here, so I enjoy it.
It is a high end. Everything about the lodge is high end. The accommodations, the food, the boats, the tackle, everything is high end. But for an Alaska-style lodge, and I'm kind of creating the Alaska, because everybody thinks Alaska. It's Canada, but it's kind of same. It's basically same kind of fishery. It's reasonably priced for what you get, because don't forget that a big portion of your flight is also included in that package price.
Yes.
And your fish processing.
And your fish
processing.
That's
something
that... And your license.
And your license.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and all your food.
Your guide, your transportation.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things that a trip of that style, you know, whether it be Canada or Alaska, there are so many times and so many places where they might advertise a price, but the actual price that you pay is so much more, because you're paying for fish processing and transfers and flights, and this is not that.
And it's 24 covered. People.
Yeah.
I love
That's
it.
That's what
I
nice
Yeah. No, it's cool. Hey, great text here from Garrett in San Fernando Valley. Good morning, folks. Great show. Can you send your fish home separately, just in case Queen Charlotte is not the only stop while vacationing and the amount of fish remain the same?
So I think what they mean...
Like, for example, if Garrett wants to extend his trip.
Okay, I get it. So I highly recommend you take your fish to the fish valet there
at the Fairmont.
Leave it and then go do your excursions. Shipping fish transporter is not fun.
No. Because it's international border.
Yeah. There's a lot. Been there, done
that.
And I'm like, I just don't recommend it. It's expensive. It's costly in time. And but if you want to go back to Vancouver, like tour Vancouver and do some things on the return, then we have a contract with the Fairmont, and you can go take your fish.
And you can, they'll leave it there for a week, and they'll take care of it for you.
Yep.
So that would
and
be
just a side note on that too. I just recently went to Colombia for 3 months. I took one of these fish boxes with me down there, full of fish.
Wow.
And my trip was a day and a half. My fish showed up at the same time, and it was completely frozen still. So you can get about almost 3 days with these boxes, and your fish is
That's
still
great.
In the tropics, you got a day and a half.
In the tropics, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
That speaks very highly.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, in fact, I told Valerie, when I saw these boxes, like, why do you go to this big expense to get these fancy boxes? I've never seen anything like it. And she goes, because that's what we do.
You want to make sure your fish gets home nice and fresh.
Yeah. You've taken all that work to get that quality product. We wanted to make it to where it needs to go.
That's awesome.
No doubt.
All right, let's jump back in the phones. Corey?
Let's do it. How about Dave? Dave Cohn from Washington. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We sure can. Go ahead, Dave.
I think this is my dad.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Hi, Dad. He's in Valerie. Washington.
Yeah, so getting a lot of information how to catch those big fish this year.
Well, good job, Dad.
But
that's awesome.
I've been going. Yeah, well, I got an awesome daughter there, and she gets very awesome people working around her up there. I think I'm pushing I don't know, Valerie, maybe 18 years, maybe
yes.
18, 20 years I've been going up.
Yep.
And met a lot of nice people. One thing I got to tell you, too, she takes care of the senior citizens. Since I'm one, she takes care of us. And yeah, I've been fishing up there a long time. It's a beautiful place. The scenery's worth the trip, in my opinion. And the fishing is awesome. Always has been. I don't think, although years I've been fishing there, maybe one or two days we didn't fish. I don't remember really closing down. Now that we got the jet boats, don't have that excuse anymore. We can get out there and fish.
Man, that's
so
awesome.
I just want to call in and say hi to you guys.
Word on that.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Valerie,
nice to hear from you, Dad. Love you.
If there's a common thread to every caller and every text and every question, it's just how well you take care of everybody. And whether that be providing the amenities or the personal touch you put with people on the phone or getting to share experiences at the shows. And I mean, there have been so many people, and the thread has always been the same about what a great job you do. And you should be really proud. This is an awesome thing
you
put together.
Thanks, Dad, for calling.
Yeah, good
hey,
job,
I want to sneak in one more quick text here. Because time's running out.
Yeah.
And this is from Ron in Encinitas. He has a very good question. Good morning, everyone. I live in Encinitas and would like to know where I fly into and the approximate cost of that flight. Also, do you pick up at the airport? Now, I'm going to real quick answer that question because I'm flying from San Diego along with Corey. And the best flight, although I like to fly Alaska most of the time when I'm going around because I like Alaska. But Air Canada is great.
Yeah.
And Air Canada has, I believe, 3 nonstop flights to Vancouver every day from San Diego. So there's a nice choice. Prices are actually way more reasonable to fly on Air Canada than to fly Alaska through Seattle.
That's
it's
direct,
like
yeah.
almost half the price. So I'm going to say maybe $500 round trip to Vancouver, and then your flight from Vancouver to Sandspit is included in the package price. So from that standpoint, it's very, very reasonable, and it's very easy to fly from San Diego. And the same goes true with
LAX.
Burbank, LAX,
Orange County.
Yeah, you can fly nonstop. It's nonstop from all over the place. And Air Canada is the best choice because you're flying right directly into Vancouver.
Super friendly.
That's awesome.
And if you fly Air Canada, going back, if you're going all the way through, when we check your fish into the airport in Sandspit, we'll check it from Sandspit, and you will pick it up in San Diego. And another thing, because everyone goes to Mexico and fishes here,
right.
You're going to clear customs in Vancouver. So when you get back to San Diego, you get back to L.A., you're done.
You're not
you
doing an international.
Fish.
Right.
So there's a customs office right in the Vancouver.
Oh,
it's easy.
Super easy.
Yeah.
Sweet. I can't believe the 2 hours have gone by, right? Hey, we're going to be right back. And we're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty when we return on Let's Talk Cook about the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Valerie's going to flip the coin, see who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty.
Hey.
Hey, a texter. Perfectly placed.
Yeah, nicely job. Right. Congratulations to Lisa. You're going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty, having a great time fishing with Carl, Taro and Anibal and the whole crew on the Liberty. Congratulations, Lisa.
Congratulations,
awesome, Lisa.
Yeah, and Rob, thanks a lot for joining us, right?
Thank great you, Rob. Job, Rob.
No worries, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, we sure appreciate you, and we can't wait to come up fishing with you, and what a great time. And Valerie, I just can't say enough about Queen Charlotte. So fun. I know the boys are so looking forward to their trip. I can't wait to come fishing with you. Been very, very busy. It's one of the things we talked about a bunch, but there are still spots available this year if you want to get through, and if not, man, it's not too early to book for 2024.
Correct. Thank you, gentlemen, for having us, and everybody, thank you for listening.
Awesome.
Yeah. And if somebody wants to go there?
Oh, 1-877-815-2892 or Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at qcsafari.com.
Fantastic. Great website, great info, and you did such a good job, Valerie. Thank you. Thanks for hanging out and talking fish with us. We can't wait. Can't wait to come share experience with you.
See you, Corey, and we'll see you, Pete, in August.
And we appreciate you listening. Tomorrow, another great show coming your way. Captain Ryan Boston from the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Big thanks to Adam and Christian for keeping us going. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.